You will love this.
Hi, Pablo. How are you? Good?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Mary, and she does a great job explaining the outline of the program. So I was reading through her notes, and she mentioned that you've been a year in business now. Congratulations. That's exciting. How's it been this first year?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Your specialty, is it more in the remodeling, would you say, or what do you consider the specialty?
Yeah.
More remodels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I love the name, Elevated Design. You know, it's like taking your home to the next level. I know you're based in Jackson Hole, but she mentioned that you travel up to 4 hours.
I'll see you there about 4 or 5. Is that okay? Hold on a second, please.
Okay, I'll hold.
I'm back.
No worries. So what I wanted to clarify with you is, because she put in the notes that you target within the 4-hour drive, is that typically how far you travel, or are there particular areas that you like to target?
Well, it's because I've done some work there, and people from that area starting to know me.
Oh, okay. But if it's a new client who doesn't really know who you are, right, how far would you like to target? Still within that 4-hour drive?
If it was closer, it'd be better, you know, but.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's what, because I know that these are like people who've used you in the past, right? So you're willing to go to them because you've worked there before, right? But if it's a new customer, if we can find them a little bit closer to home for you without traveling so far, I think that would be beneficial too, right? Just to confirm.
A lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Pablo, you're doing residential and commercial work. I did a quick search for your company by name. I was actually trying to see if there was a website or even a Facebook page. I did not see a website, right? There's not one that I'm missing.
We don't have one.
Okay.
No.
What about Facebook?
No, I don't use Facebook personally, so I don't have nothing on Facebook.
That's okay. Now, I did see an Angie's List and a Home Advisor with a 5-star review on there. Great job on that. Is that a program that you're currently using now to try to generate more business, or?
Yeah, that's what I used to know, yeah.
Okay, how is that working for you? Are you getting any leads yet, or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and how do you like the process? Do you like the pay-per-lead, or do you prefer that they call you directly?
If people call me directly, I think that'd be better.
Yeah. And I ask because, you know, with the program that I'm going to offer you today, we have calls coming directly to you from potential clients that are in need of your services.
Okay.
However, we do not charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program and no contracts, because we'd like to earn your business month in and month out. The package that I want to offer you, it can actually target up to an 80-mile radius if you wanted, or you could target by zip code, by county, you know, whichever you prefer, okay? 80 miles is the furthest, but you don't have to push it that far. But what it's going to include is us listing you in 2 spotlight positions on Google. So you're going to be listed in the local map on the first page and at the top in the Google ads so that we could target outside of your local area. We're going to list you on Bing, We're also going to submit you to Yelp. Now, I know that you don't use Facebook. However, if you ever want to open up a personal Facebook page, we can create you then one for your business. I know.
Okay, Yelp. I had a bad experience with them. So
okay.
If you work with Yelp,
We don't work with them. If you didn't have a profile there, we would create one for you. However, if you prefer not to have any profile on Yelp, we're not going to do it. We would just omit it from our.
Well, if you deal with them, because I don't want to deal with them.
We don't deal with them.
They charge my card $480 with no reason, with no benefits for me whatsoever.
Oh yeah, no, we wouldn't. No, Pablo. We have some people in the past that have wanted like a Yelp profile, so we help them in that way. But you don't have to do Yelp. We wouldn't even touch it. We wouldn't even create one for you. Just so you know, it would be specified. We don't work with them. It's a directory submission that people like to be on. But you can opt out of the Yelp. Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. Primarily, okay. I'm talking about placement on Google. Now, I'm sure you've taken a lot of pictures of your work, and I would want to showcase that. I want people to see the quality work that you do. So we'll build you a website. We'll host it and maintain it. We'll attach it where you're listed. And we cover the mobile platform. So when someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, Pablo, they're going to find you listed on the first page of Google immediately. Basically, the package I'm offering you is going to cover all of your bases, and it's an option, okay? If this package doesn't work, we can look at what other package would be available for you. Now, I'm going to waive the setup fee completely. You have absolutely no setup fee. Your discounted
flat rate. Would you wait a second? I'm going to get my headphones on. So.
Oh, yeah. Better. Of course. Of course.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Are you working at the same time? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to respect your time. So this package that I'm going to offer you, it's going to have absolutely no setup fee, so we're going to waive that. And you're looking at a flat monthly rate, okay, of $449 a month. Month to month, no contracts, no click fees. You get 100 calls, you land a job for $20,000, you're not paying no more than $449 a month. And that price won't ever change on you, whether you were with us for 6 months or even 6 years. It'll always be that same price.
Okay.
Now that's with everything.
Well, will I pay after my first month of work?
What do you mean? What was the question? I'm sorry.
Will I have to pay it now or a month from now?
I'm going to explain to you the whole process, okay? If you decided, Pablo, that you want to go ahead and take us up on this offer, you're going to make the payment of $449 because we're going to get moving. So we create also what we call a client interview for you, which is conducted with one of my technicians. That's the most important appointment. The magic doesn't happen with me. It's going to happen with my technician because they got to discuss with you the website, the areas of target, your keywords, where to send us the pictures that you want listed on your Google Business profile, as well as on the website that we're building for you. They're going to ask you, okay, Pablo, what are the areas that you want us to target? Do you want to stick with 80 miles? Do you want to target certain zip codes? Like, they got to go over all of that with you. Within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, they can already see your Google ads, and they can already view your website, which can also be generating calls for you. What we state, and I want to be very honest with you, in our terms and conditions, it's in writing. With us getting you verified on Google, creating the Google Business Profile, and optimizing it on the first page in the local map, That can take sometimes between 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Now, I've seen it at times happen sooner, but I'm still going to promise you that because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, of course, we know that, too, it's important for you to start getting calls, right, as fast as you can because you need the business. So that's why we're able to get, like, Bing up and running, the Google Ads, the website. We get those live within that short time frame so that you can start generating calls. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't want to mislead you. It's not going to happen overnight. And I got to be super honest with you. Nobody, not even Google, is going to get you listed on the first page any sooner than that. There's other companies that's going to take them 6 months. I'm going to tell you 7 to 14 days for the website and the Google Ads on the first page to be live. 5 to 7 days is going to be Bing, right, our directory submission. And then the first page, because we got to get you verified and create the profile and optimize it in the local map first page, that can take 45 to 60 days. But it might even happen sooner. I've seen it done before, but I still got to give you that specific timeline. I have to stick to that. I don't want to tell you, oh, yeah, it'll happen in 30 days. And what if it doesn't happen until day 31? You're going to be upset with me because I know I would be. I would be on the phone saying, yeah, hey, you told me, Pablo, 30 days, and it's day 31, and I'm on the first page. So that's why I like to be very upfront and transparent with you. That's how it would work. Okay? Make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the reason I asked you, Pablo, about the Facebook page is because if this package doesn't fit within your budget, there's always other options, right? And so that's why I was asking you about the Facebook. But you said you don't use Facebook, correct? Not even a personal page.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Because for the other package, which is the one right below this one, is called our Platinum. This one has Google and Facebook marketing. But that package, you're looking at $299 a month. And what that includes is it's going to be the first page placement in the local map. Okay. Again, 45 to 60 days. You're not going to have Google ads. Instead, you're going to have Facebook ads. But we have to build you the business Facebook page, which means you have to have a personal page because that's how they're all created. But since you don't use Facebook, that wouldn't be the better fit for you. So that's why I'm recommending this other one, because I feel like the work that you do, and correct me if I'm wrong, is more of high-end work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say that because, to me, elevated design is you have a certain type of market, certain type of clientele that you work with, and I feel like they're higher-end working class. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, you're right.
So I feel like there's certain zip codes or cities or by county that you need to reach in order to target those specific audience, right? And that's how we can do that with the Google ads. So the Google ads are going to reach within an 80-mile radius, which I think is very sufficient, even if you chose by certain zip codes. And you're going to know those zip codes better than I will or those cities. So this would be a really good option for you. But you're looking at $449 a month. You can cancel at any time that you feel you don't want to if you said, I want to discontinue it, the only thing we're going to ask you is just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you don't incur the charge. We'd rather earn your business.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I still think that $400 is a little too high for my budget.
Well, then the other option, like I said, would be you going with the package below that, the one that's $299, okay? The only thing that you would need to do, and it's real simple, all you got to do, Pablo, you don't even have to have pictures or friends on it. Open up a personal Facebook. We're going to create you the one for the business. That's why I say you don't even have to have friends on that Facebook page. You don't even have to have pictures, like your profile picture, nothing like that on there. Just open up the personal Facebook. We're going to create the one for your business through that.
Because so this way, you're the owner of the business Facebook page that we created for you. So that way you're owner and access to it. And you're looking at $299 a month. We're still going to build you the website. You'll still have the first page, local map, okay, on Google. You're still going to have Bing. And we'll do Facebook advertising, which with Facebook ads, we could target an audience even by income level. And those will reach up to 50 miles. So, again, it's still keeping you a little bit closer to home than the four-hour drive, right? That's a long drive. You know, but if it's worth the money and you're driving that far, then heck, I say go for it, you know? I don't know if I could handle 4 hours driving, you know, but I get it. Hey, if it's worth the money, then why not? So like I said, well, let's start you off with the $299 package. Generate more money. When you see the money that you're making off of our program, what you're investing with us, as long as you're making money, you don't cancel on profit, right? As long as you're making that money. I've never heard anyone cancel because they were making money. So.
Actually, nobody does.
What was that?
Yeah, nobody does. Is that making money?
No, they don't. You know what I mean? I have yet to find someone who made money and said, oh, I'm just going to quit because I'm done. You know what I mean? In this day and age, it's never enough.
I'm making so much money. I'm
I'm going to tell you something. You know what I tell my husband? If I hit the lotto, you want to know something? I would still work.
Yeah.
I would be bored to death if I didn't. You know?
I cannot be without working. Like,
I'm the same way.
I can't find myself without working.
You know, Pablo, even when I go on vacation, you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but even when I go on vacation, I'm still cleaning, cooking, and everybody's like, you're supposed to be relaxing. I'm all, I can't. I'm like, how do I say it? Like in Spanish, like I get ansias, you know? How do I say that in English? Yeah. Like anxiety, I guess you would say. Me da ansias. Like I can't stay still. Like I got to keep moving.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you think, Pablo? Do you feel that our program is something worth giving a shot? That way we can prove all of this to you?
You know, I've been ripped off so many times.
Oh, from what? Like what other marketing have you tried that didn't work out? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, Yelp is one of them for one.
So did they get you like on a free listing and they weren't going to charge you and then all of a sudden they put you in Yelp ads and started charging you for all that?
They told me, give me your card number.
Uh-huh.
And so they saw this opportunity. I'm working.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you a call or call me in 30 minutes. And so they were gonna design the
profile y todo.
So I said, okay, give me a call in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So she said, okay, but just to go ahead and start doing some work. Let me have your card number and we'll have everything ready when we call you back. So after that, they never called me. But they charged me $449 because every time someone hits on every hit, was
every
five,
time they click
it,
on it,
it's gonna be $5.
Yeah. When they click on the ad, it's charging you for every time. They don't even have to call you or talk to you. When they click on the ad, it's charging you. Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Can you give me a second, please?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh no, it was a phone call. It's a phone call, but it says Sanders.
Oh, if you need me to hold, I don't mind holding because you're running a business
no,
too. I don't want you to miss business opportunities.
Okay. No, it's just
I'm sorry that happened. Were you able to get your money back?
No, I haven't I've been so busy that I haven't even called my bank.
Ay, pobre. I'm sorry.
But I get it. You know what? As soon as I'm done with you on the phone, I'm going to call my bank and tell them to. Because then they charge me another $15, I don't know what for. Like a week later, another $15. And I don't really know.
How long ago was that? How long ago?
Like about a month ago. So.
Yeah, you should fight it. I mean, you can still fight that, because if you didn't give them permission to charge your card, you know what I mean? You can still try to fight that. At least get your money back. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's quite upsetting, even for me, right? I know it's not my fault, right? But you know, Pablo, because you entrusted. You know, one thing that I'm going to tell you, and I'll always be super honest with you, and that's why I even share the timeline. Because again, I'm going to tell you, none of this is going to happen overnight, right? But even in our terms and conditions, it shows on your receipt that your price is always going to be $299. We like to earn your business. You know, I'll tell you, our company, we don't start seeing a profit until you've been with us at least 4 months, okay? I'm always going to ask you, Pablo, stick it out 2 months, because you got to be able to compare 1 month to the next, right? But even after the 2 months that you're with us, you could still cancel. We're not going to hold you hostage. We want to earn your business. So believe me, if you're canceling after the 2 months that you committed to us, we're still going to lose money. We don't start making a profit until you've been with us 4 months. So trust me, we're gonna do everything we can to make sure that you're getting the results, because we want to retain you as a longtime customer because our program is working, not because you're on a contract. And even if you decided, I don't want to do this anymore, we're just asking you, just make sure you at least call 3 business days before your billing. Like, your billing would always be every 26th of the month. So as long as you call 3 business days before the 26th and you say cancel it, we can't charge you. We simply apartimos como amigos. You know what I mean? We would rather that than you be upset because, oh, we're still charging you. We would never work like that. We've been doing this almost 20 years now. We've been in business that long. So trust me that we want to service our clients in the best way that we can. You don't lose your Google business profile. We don't take it away, you know. But again, we do want to earn your business.
Yeah, I hear you.
Does that make sense? You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Aside from the remodeling, what else do you focus on most aside from that?
Well, you know, remodeling.
Remodeling is such a broad, you know, category.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like flooring, painting, siding.
Yeah. I noticed on your Apaches, le tienen poniendo like decks, porches, drywall, fence repairs, you even do landscape construction too? The design?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like landscape.
That's good.
I've been doing landscape since I was in high school. When my dad was alive.
Oh, my God. Did your dad teach you the trade?
I wasn't. Yeah, he showed me the trade.
Wow.
He was a landscape there all his life.
I'm sorry about your dad, but what a legacy to leave you, right? That's a blessing. That's a blessing for your dad to teach you the industry, you know. And I'm sorry for your loss of your dad.
Thank you. But I mean,
in everything you do, I bet you honor him and all the work you do, right?
Yeah,
what he's taught you.
Basically, he taught me how to work on any type of work. Like
that's amazing.
He showed me how to be like to have ethics and
give it to Cito, right? You know, that's amazing, because I'm going to tell you, muchas veces, like, we don't have a parent that shows us, you know, especially for a man, you know, you need a father to show you, you know, how to be a man, how to be responsible, how to, you know, how to have a good work ethic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, he was a very, very strict, rigid man, but he was my best friend, I guess.
Well, for a reason, right? Por algún razón he was. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, do you honestly feel like this would be beneficial for your company? I mean, to help you expand the business a little bit more?
Well, for the most part, I'm pretty much very busy, you know, a little bit ago, I had a phone call with Angie. Uh-huh. I called the customer from a lead that they sent me.
Uh-huh.
And the customer's like, I don't request no tree removal. I was like, well, that's why I got the request you that you needed some trees to be removed.
Oh, no.
And she's like, no, I didn't. I didn't request a tree removal. And she hung up on me. So I requested credit.
Yeah.
And they denied the credit to me. And
oh, wow.
I called them because I needed to call some customers, and my app was on hold. And so I said, why are you holding my...
Oh, you know what? You know why they probably didn't give you the credit? You want me to tell you why? I'm going to tell you how they work.
Yeah.
Okay? Tienes que tener cuidado, Pablo. So under your services, they put that you do tree stump removal and tree trim. So when you got that lead, right, and that lady said, I wasn't requesting that or whatever, they're going to tell you, well, it's in your services. Do you see what I'm saying? Tienes que tener mucho cuidado. Yeah. So the leads are going to cost you different prices with them, right? It can be $12, $17. Sometimes I've heard some people pay up to $250 for a general contractor. So you got to be real cuidado with them because they charge you for every single lead, whether even that person doesn't answer your call when you call them. And you're sharing the lead.
Yeah, they charge you as soon as they send you the lead.
Yeah. How much did that lead cost you?
That was only $39, but I mean, they want to play fair and they want to charge their money all the time. And behind on my payment, so I just stopped my card from any payments from whatsoever. So
yeah,
I knew they were gonna be.
You had a feeling, huh?
The payment, yeah. And so she's like, well. We have an outstanding balance from you, $190. Like, okay, yeah, I understand that, you know. I mean, I pay it, but there's a lead
that you shouldn't be responsible for.
Yeah, and I said, you guys denied the credit to me because the customer said she didn't request that service. And
right.
I went and applied for a credit on that lead, and he said, yeah, but we don't have any information from the customer. Like, what do you mean? What kind of information do you need? She's like, well, they tried to call the customer, and the customer didn't answer. I was like, okay, that's not my fault. But what is your fault is that on the drop-down, on the options that you have when you request a credit, if you only have, like, the task is not for me. I don't have that service. Or customer didn't answer. And so you have like 5 options, but you don't have the option of customer did not request the service.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I agree. We don't have that on the job done. We are working on it. Like, in the meantime, that we work on it or not, you mean that I'm going to have to pay for that leave because you don't have no information for the customer? Like, yeah,
oh, man.
Nothing about the credit. And I was like, yeah, well, you might not be able to, but please put your supervisor on the phone. And so she put the phone.
Yeah.
They took care of it. And they charged me the $190, which I was okay with because I owe them money, you know?
Yeah, I'm so sorry that happened. Yeah, you just got to be real careful with them. You know, after talking with you. Uh-huh. I was going to say, you know, Pablo, I'm sorry for the experiences that you have. Again, yo sé que no es mi culpa, right? I understand that, and I appreciate you sharing that with me of what's happened and why you're so hesitant. I really, really want to help you. I really do. You know, I've asked my manager just because I wanted to see, you know, if I could offer you the price that they you know, give to me, I get a credit, right? I get 2 credits a year, or a year, excuse me, a month, that I can use for a friend or a family member, you know, that might want to promote their company on Google, but we have to have an open position available for them. And I'm going to tell you something, que nunca las uso. I never use mine because I don't know anybody. Everyone I know either works for a company or they're retirados, right? If I can get my manager to give me the approval code to offer it to you at the rate that it's offered to me, I'm not going to lie to him and tell him that you're, you know, a long-lost cousin or, you know, a friend from high school. I'm going to tell him the truth. You've had bad experiences, you know. Can we please help him with this special offer? And I can try to get it for you at $249 a month. You would come in at my rate, which means the price still won't change on you because you'll be in at my grandfathered rate. If I can get that approval at $249 a month, would you be willing to give us a shot?
Hey, okay. That's very I'm tempted by that. Okay, because $249 a month is okay. So, but how many leads do you think?
You know, it's not going to be by leads. So what I could tell you is this: porque depende, right? Like I told you, I'm always going to be honest with you. Depende en lo que andan buscando. Depende, like where they're you know looking from. Or what specific service? I could tell you this, para un contratador general, okay, that could have been anyone looking for remodeling, flooring, because it all falls under that category of a general contractor. In the last 30 days, pero toma en cuenta, okay, the last 30 days. In the last 30 days, it shows that within the 50-mile radius within your area, there was 1,213 searches that were done. Now, listen, Pablo, I'm not saying that's how many phone calls you're going to get, because even I would go like that crazy. I'd probably throw my phone in the trash. But if that amount of searches are being done in the last 30 days, and even if 3% of those searches, you know, let's say that they were phone calls for you, there is no doubt in my mind when someone talks to you on the phone and they see the quality work that you do, that you're going to land the job. I don't see you have a problem of doing that. But the fact of the matter is that you would need to be an option on Google, because people that are searching on Google right now for your services, they're not going to find you there. You're nowhere to be found on Google. The only way people are going to find you right now is if they go to Yelp or not to Yelp, disculpe, if they go, because I didn't even find a profile for you on Yelp, by the way. There's nothing there. But the only way that they're going to find you is either on Angie's Leads or Home Advisor if they go to those websites. Other than that, they're not going to find you on Google. I'm telling you that right now. So you're missing a lot of opportunities of people that are looking, you know, for your services specifically.
Yeah, I get it.
But, I mean, I wanted to run this by you first before I even ask my manager if he would give me that approval. Because I don't want to ask him if you tell me, you know what, Nadine, I can't, right? So that's why I said, I mean, I can more than likely get it approved for you to come in at the $249 a month at my rate, but I want to know if I can get that approval. Are you willing to give us a shot today?
I might. You know, because like right now, with Angie, I'm paying, because I paused my leads.
Uh-huh.
Like every 2 weeks, I pause them for 2 weeks. They say I pause them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They say today I will pause them, and then maybe 5-6 days from now, depending on how my workload is, I'll open them again.
Right.
And if not, I can I'll leave it paused and opportunity messages are sent to me. And the best one is that with the opportunity, you know, there's like three or four pros that are contesting that lead. And
uh-huh.
I've gotten a lot of leads that way. So I really keep them tough. And then, because I know once I have a customer, I mean, like, once I talk to a customer, it's very, very rare that the customer goes away from my hand.
Well, yeah, because it kind of seems like you know how to talk to customers and provide them what their needs are, right? So that's why I say, like, I feel like when you have them on the phone, you have no problem closing that job. But it's having the opportunity to talk to them, you know?
Yeah, that's what I need. I just need the opportunity to talk to them. And then it's on me. And I know for a fact that, I mean, I can keep up with
them. Yeah.
So,
well, like I said, I mean, I can definitely get that approval for you at the $249 a month, but I'm going to ask, are you willing to give it a shot today? I don't want to ask him if you're not. I want to be honest with you.
Let me talk to my because there's a co-owner.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize, Pablo. They told me you were the sole owner. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to include your co-owner.
No, they called me thinking that I was my co-owner, but my co-owner's name is Ashley. So.
Oh, Ashley's your co-owner. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know a guy that's named Ashley too, you know, but for the most part, Ashley is for women. I think. But let me talk to her, and when can you call me back? I mean, I will talk to her as soon as I go inside the house right now because
okay.
My dad is to the house and we arrest my trailer.
Yeah.
And so I gotta go finish a desk that I'm.
Well, I mean, you tell me. I'm still here for another hour and a half, and then I go home for the day, and then I'm back in tomorrow. But I know, you know, I want to give you the opportunity to talk with her. But what do you, I mean, in all honesty, you know Ashley better than I do. What do you think Ashley's going to say? Well, is she going to give you the bendición, or is she going to tell you no?
you know why you do. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I think she should be involved. Absolutely. I think you should consult with her. That's why you're co-owners, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, she's been with me since we started the business. And so I just want to give her.
That's so awesome.
What it is, you know?
Yeah.
Let me just, answer and hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me put this in its place. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to hang up.
Okay.
Let's go. Where are you guys at?
We're in California. We're in Fountain Valley. We're like literally 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. So you don't even know what cold is. You probably know, but you're not cold.
Our cold is nothing like your cold. Like right now, we've been in the 60s, like the mid-60s. And for us, that's cold. You're going to laugh when I tell you. En la mañanita, like when I wake up, my husband always says, you know, turn on the heater para quitar los calofrío, right? And it's like 59 degrees. And to us, that's like really cold. You probably laugh because I had one guy tell me, 59 degree weather. I'm still wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Yep.
How's your weather right now? Are you guys starting to get snow? Oh, wow.
Well, but I was technically raised in L.A.
Where were you raised?
In L.A., Southie High School. L.A.
Oh, so you were raised in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, ¿qué parte? The east, the west?
Well, I think it's, I don't know if it's west or, but Southie, you know where Southie is?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Southgate.
Or what?
Southgate.
Oh, yeah. Southgate is considered like the southeast of LA. Yeah, I have a lot of family in Southgate. Downey is right by there.
Yeah.
Cudahy.
Yeah.
Florencia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that area. A lot of my family is in that area. Yeah. Oh, wow. When did you guys move to Wyoming?
Oh, well, I moved to Idaho, basically, but then I moved to Wyoming.
Okay, so first you moved to Idaho y luego to Wyoming,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here in Wyoming for only 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Right when I graduated high school, I moved to Idaho. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder your dad was strict with you.
Yeah.
Pues porque en ese condado, let's be honest, I have a lot of cousins that a veces won't, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Se fueron en malos pasos,
yeah.
You know? Pandilleros, I guess you would say,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ahora, pues ya son, you know, they're already in their age, you know, su edad, y pues se han cambiado ya, but, you know, como de jóvenes, a veces andamos en malos pasos, but it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders. Your dad raised you right.
Yeah. I think he did. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff. Not saying that I was a gang member or something like that.
Yeah.
But it went to my mind at some point, but I was never part of one. They kicked me out of high school because, for a reason, I guess. But then they said, okay, we're going to give you this report card, go through all your classes, and if you're passing, you don't have to come anymore. That was like my last semester of my senior year. So I went, and I knew I was passing on my classes because I wasn't this senior, but I'm in the varsity team.
Right.
Soccer. So I came back with the report card. Everything good? They said, just come and get your diploma.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm here with Ashley. And,
okay.
I'm going to ask her about what your offer is.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ashley. Can she hear me?
I'm going to... Who's here to her? Ashley?
Okay.
Please offer me some Google program or something like that. I'll explain you right now.
Okay. Hi, Ashley.
What was your name, you said?
Nadine Medina. Nadine.
Oh, Nadine.
Yeah, Medina. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. I wanted to explain to you what I was explaining to Pablo. And I'm glad that we're able to speak because I know that you're his co-owner, and I think you also need to be, like, informed, right? So basically our company is Local Splash, and we're a Google channel partner. But the reason that we were reaching out to you guys is because we had a position that opened up within our company for his category. And so what we're looking for is a company that's a good fit. What qualified you guys is because even though you have a little bit of online presence, like the Angie's, the Home Advisor, there's no negative reviews, okay, regarding the company. So we feel that makes you a good fit. You provide quality service. The particular package that I was offering Pablo, and that's why we wanted to speak with you first, because I want to get it at my friends and family rate. And I have to get their approval from my manager. But I want to run it by you first. Okay.
So
you're looking at, yes, it's $249 a month, month-to-month program, no contracts, no click fees, nothing like that. It's a true flat rate. This would include us getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. Now, we also list him on Bing. I know he doesn't want any part of Yelp. The only time we would do Yelp is if he didn't have a profile on there, but he can opt out. We will not do anything with Yelp, like no profile or anything like that for him on there. Now, I also mentioned to him the reason why I'm offering this package, because the other package was a little too much out of his budget. But this particular package also includes Facebook advertising. So I would need him, and this is what I said, at the very least, I know he doesn't use Facebook, but Ashley, he would have to have a personal Facebook page. No pictures, no, not even friends on there.
Well, I do. I have
you
one.
Do? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So with your personal page, we would create a business Facebook page. Nobody is going to see your personal page. It's only created that way. So this way you have ownership and access to it. But what we're doing is
Facebook.
I
wonder if we could bounce it off of my nonprofit page.
I'm not sure. I know typically, like, all Facebook pages are created from a personal page. And it's just so that way.
My nonprofit created from a personal page. Because that's what I was going to kind of ask you, if you, like, do, like, any type of hyperlinking off of it or anything.
With the Facebook
elevated, through our nonprofit, what we have is like we support survivors of domestic violence. So a lot of times, if they have anything, like if they need to be moved from their homes, or if they have anything, any needs that they need done at their homes, it always is kind of done through elevated. So
wow, what a blessing! Yeah, unfortunately, we could possibly do the, create the business Facebook page for Elevated Design and Remodeling using the profile on Facebook that you have for the nonprofit. As far as the hyperlink, I don't know how that would work.
Well, because number one, I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I don't like my picture being associated with the business directly. So that's
how
we would have to do it. You could do it my page generally, but it would have to be linked through my nonprofit and not through my page directly, because I don't want my page.
Yeah, we can do it like that. Yeah, we can definitely do it through the nonprofit. Of course, listen, I'm a survivor as well from years ago with my first husband, so I totally get it. I don't know if you've ever heard of the sheepfold.
I'm so sorry.
It's out here in California. But it was a Christian sheepfold.
Oh, no,
it's it's a Christian nonprofit for women with children that are homeless from domestic violence. Yeah,
I appreciate
that. Yeah, so I totally understand. That's okay,
so
it made me stronger.
Yeah, it does, right? It definitely makes you who you are, that's for sure, huh?
It does. It makes you stronger. I mean, it's just, obstacles and things that we go through, and it's unfortunate, but, I've survived it, and I hold no remorse, or I've given him, forgiveness and all that.
Right. You have to forgive him, right?
Very happily married, and it's a tough road, but thank God he got me through it. So yeah, we can definitely use the nonprofit to build the business Facebook page off of that. It's just so that way you have the access and ownership to it.
And I know how powerful Facebook is in this of advertising.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
People always just go to look at Facebook just to see your relevancy.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Now also with the Facebook, so what we do, and I encourage you guys to post on the Facebook for the business because it keeps the content fresh, but what we do is Facebook advertising. Sure. The Facebook ads can be retargeting an audience by interest, income level, or by location. He's not going to incur.
Right.
Like, you guys won't get additional click fees because you're paying a flat rate. And then we include a website. I'm sure he's taken many photos of the work, and we want to showcase it.
Yeah.
So we would build and host and maintain the website, attach it where the business is listed, and we cover the mobile platform.
So let me ask you this. So on Angie's List, every single person that has – if there's any contact, there's a fee. So how does it work with that?
you guys are paying the flat rate of $249. So I was mentioning
so there's never
to him,
another fee for any
nope,
context, no matter what. There's
nope,
never another fee.
No matter what. The problem with Angie is you got to remember they're a directory that you guys have your mm-hmm. listing on, right? It's their website.
Right.
They charge you for the leads whether you contact the person or not. Even
yeah.
if they tell you, and I know he just had this experience. He said he didn't get anything.
Even if they say, are you hiring? They charge you.
Yeah. And so it's very different with us. It's going to be the flat rate. It would be $249 a month. But as I mentioned to him, you know, and then he did mention that you're the co-owner. So you guys got to be on the same page. It's like I told him, I'm going to ask you guys to commit to 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. I've never heard of anyone when they're making money that they cancel on profit, you know, but,
right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't
well,
know.
It's a constant. It's like Angie's. It's like always, I mean, it's just never ending with Angie's.
Yeah, it's, I get it. And like I told him, I know he's had past experiences, but definitely with this program, I mean, this is what it is, right? It's a $249
a
month.
So you build the website. We
yes.
provide you with the photos. We tell you kind of what we want it to look like, and then you build it and all that stuff?
Correct. We do all the work.
Okay. And then we don't pay you till that's done, or we pay you first?
As I mentioned to him, the first month, you pay the $249. Every month after that, it's $249 because with our process, we're going to get moving. So I'll give you an example. We would set up the account. We're going to schedule the client interview, which is the most important because that's where you're going to speak with the technician about the Facebook ads, about the website, more in detail about the keywords, the search terms. From the time that you have your client interview, we're moving. So pretty much your client interview, I'm going to want to schedule it by no later than tomorrow because we're already getting work done. So from that point, 5 to 7 days, business Facebook page is created. You're listed on Bing. You could already start tracking your results with us as well through your client dashboard. So you're going to have a username and password to start tracking your results. 7 to 14
okay.
days, the Facebook ads and the websites are the website's live. Those are up and running and
okay.
can start generating phone calls. What we state
okay.
in our terms and conditions, and it's sent to you in writing, the first page placement on Google is going to take 45 to 60 days. Now, remember, this is with
oh,
getting
wow.
you verified, creating the profile, and optimizing it. It's not going to happen overnight,
okay.
and I'm going to be very transparent with you. I have seen it, though, sometimes, Ashley, where it has happened sooner, but as I mentioned to Pablo, I'm going to still stick to that timeline because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Everything else can
okay.
get done sooner because of the fact that we know it's important for you guys to generate those calls. But it's the verification and getting that profile optimized and verified is what takes a little bit longer. No one's going to get you up there any sooner than that, not even Google. So.
Okay. And then I don't want my, but and another requirement is I do not want my name, I can't have my name being published online. Because
well, we wouldn't even publish
pilot,
your name online.
It.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
we
perfect.
Wouldn't even publish it online.
Okay.
No, it's going to be business name,
okay.
phone number that's going to be published.
And probably
yeah, we
I
don't
mind about his. I mean, he doesn't, but I just don't want, I don't like my location, my name, all that stuff being.
No,
I
would actually, to be quite honest with you on this account for that reason, I would rather just have you as a listed authorized person to make changes
perfect.
To the account.
Yep,
he would be the
perfect.
Primary. Okay.
That would be great.
But
that's
yeah, we don't put any names anywhere.
Okay.
So
great.
Pablo wanted
like
me
Google
to speak with you.
For me to be on there publicly and I don't, and I just didn't like that because
really?
I like to remain, you know, oh yeah.
For what? For your nonprofit?
Yeah. Just because I'm, oh, well that too, but yeah, I don't even have that on there right now because of just, because whenever he locates me, like I have to change my phone number and just all this stuff. I've had my number changed so many times, but it's because any time that they want to prove identity and all this stuff, they put your name out there and stuff. But it's, to me, it's dangerous. It's a liability for me. And
yeah,
so
the only thing with the elevated design and remodel, there's going to be a video verification. Pablo's going to do that, not you.
Oh, okay.
So basically,
okay.
it's
yep.
just showing his work tools, work equipment, work truck or van
okay.
that he uses, you know, stuff like that. If he's licensed and insured, they just want a picture of it. None of that stuff is posted online. It's just for the back
okay.
office verification for Google.
Yeah, we can give you all that paperwork and stuff, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, just want to see,
well,
I mean, if this is something.
Has a lot of that, as it is.
I'm sorry?
Because I think that Google might even already have a little bit of that because I started a profile off of my profile.
I didn't see anything for Elevated Design and Remodeling. There is nothing out there.
Yeah, it might be off of me though. It may be, I don't know. If you look at me, you might see it on there on the, if you're in on the back end. If you look, Google me.
The only thing that I see, and I'm talking about, it's not a profile with you. It's going to be an actual Google business profile with that company name, the phone number that you guys want listed. It'll have the link to the website that we're going to build. It's not going to have anything associated with you on that Google profile. Do you know what I mean?
Because we have a domain. Look up elevateddesign.life. Because we do have a domain. I just don't think we ever finished it because we've struggled with this a lot.
Yeah, nothing comes up. Elevateddesign.life, nothing.
It's on GoDaddy. Let me look.
Every month.
But when we made the, maybe when we made the domain.
Is it elevatedliving.design?
No, hold on. I'm getting on GoDaddy right now. Let me look and see what the products are. And to be honest with you, we have like 9. Because one time we made one and it was elevated. And we accidentally,
You guys aren't associated with the address 800 Broadway, right?
It would be 3140 South Ammon Road, number 3, Ammon, Idaho. Because that's what it's licensed through. So it's elevated, no, it's elevated.us, and then it's elevateddesign.life. Or elevateddesign.us. That's what it was, babe. So I don't know, but we never actually fully like went through and published it, I don't think. But it actually says people are taking notice. I don't even know. I'm not sure if you can even see it. Who knows? But I know
I'm
going
to try to see if I can pull it up. Is it under the phone number? Is there a phone number listed there? 986-231-8677?
Yeah, that's my number.
Okay.
That's me.
I mean, we can use this website if you want, but I thought you didn't want your phone number associated anywhere.
I don't want my phone number associated with it.
Then I would suggest the website so that we would create it with him, his information, you know what I mean? So that way, like, your phone number isn't attached on there or nothing. We would just put you in as the back office part of our system that you're authorized to make changes.
Perfect.
Does that make
sense?
That's
what I'd like. Yep.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's
so
what I
would suggest. Should I just dissolve these domains then?
I wouldn't.
How do I do that even?
There should be a way that you could even pause them or something. I know if you don't renew them, they're going to disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, because they keep asking me, like, renew your products. Because, like, we had emails. And it's like with GoDaddy, it seems like you buy a product, and then, like, a couple months later, they're like, your product's expiring. You got to buy it again. Even, like, when you buy the emails and all that stuff, it's so frustrating. But, yeah, like, that's what we want, is we want a product that you do everything for us.
Yeah, we would do it. So that way you can focus on the job. Ashley, what's the best email for you guys? Because this is how we correspond with you guys, is where we're going to send your receipt. Okay? It's just for us. It's not to be listed online, in other words. So I would say one that you check frequently.
Yeah. So can you provide us with one? That's just a strictly an elevated one. Does one not come with a new domain?
We can. So let me tell you this, right? I would suggest, do you have like a Gmail?
I do. That's what I was just going to give you.
Okay. I would suggest you...
I made him one. I made him one, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
And it is. And he's never even logged into one before. Let me get it here.
Okay. No worries.
And I don't even see it on here no more. It is. Gosh, I swore it was Pablo at Elevated Design, but now I don't even see. I think it might have been Pablo at ElevatedDesign.live or something, but now I don't.
All the address for this.
I would say this, Ashley. So the reason for the email is because, like, when we send you correspondence from us, like the website for you to view
We'll just use Divine. So DevineArLLC @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, and you check this
one
frequently, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
So
that
Divine spelled with D-E-V-I-N-E. So Divine LLC, or I'm sorry, Divine ARLLC @gmail.com.
Got it.
If you want to send me some information, email, I'll confirm it with
you. I'm going to send you two emails right now, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, just FYI, if for some reason my phone cuts out on you guys, I did not hang up on you. I will call you right back, because for whatever reason, they've been trying to work on that. It, like,